Hello, I'm Emily Dean.
And I'm Kim Hyland.
And we're your hosts for You're Not That Special,
where we share conversations about the wonder and joy of our everyday lives.
And we're so glad you're here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here we are. How wonderful. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
Sounds like a song. Well, we hope that it has been a wonderful time for you. Mm-hmm. As you know, this week we're going to talk a little bit about all of how wonderful it is, the joys of it, but the reality of it as well. Not to be a downer.
We kind of are that podcast, though. We're always like, this
You're
is
not
great,
that special.
But and also, it's really hard.
Well, that's the truth of it, though.
It is.
So maybe, we have a very special kind of listener. So if you're our kind of listener, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We appreciate your authenticity. No, it's true. That's so funny because I've often thought, how many bubbles are we bursting? But on the other hand, for people who, they're like, it's just not all
hunky-dory
that we make it up to be.
Yeah.
And I think it can be really refreshing. I mean, those are the kind of people we are. So we hope that you are having a wonderful week and a wonderful day. We wanted to just kind of circle back to last week. We're not in Advent anymore, but last week we talked about that quote from St. Bernard of Clairvaux. If you didn't listen to it, you might want to go back and listen, where he just talks about there are three comings of Christ. Mm-hmm. The first is the one we're celebrating now. We're in Christmas tide, and I hope you celebrate all 12 days. You worked hard for this. Make sure you go all the way to January
6th.
Yeah. And really your calendar probably, most people, their calendar is a lot, still can be full, but not near as full as the days leading up to Christmas. So enjoy it. But St. Bernard talked about how there are the three comings. The first coming is the birth of Christ, which we are celebrating. Mm-hmm. The second coming is how he comes to us. We talked about how he comes in rest and consolation. And then the third coming is what we often refer to as the second coming, which is when he returns. And so I think that as we're celebrating his birth, it's just worth reminding ourselves that, this is the celebration of his life on earth, his death and his resurrection, mm-hmm. but it points toward when he's going to come again mm-hmm. and restore everything. Christmas is such, can be such a sweet picture of just goodness magnified. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of us, there are these moments where it's like we get the Christmas feels. Mm-hmm. And it's just this incredible joy that we knew as a child, and we see it now in our families and in our children. And that's just, I feel like, a glimpse of what's coming. Mm-hmm. And that's what will become, what Christ will bring when he restores. And so even though we're through Advent, to take the lesson that we're still waiting mm-hmm. and to just ponder that and have a lot of hope in that third coming that we're waiting. Well, his second coming, but in context of what St. Bernard wrote, the third coming. Mm-hmm. They're all so significant.
Yeah. Well, and I think we need that quote-unquote second coming because we need to know he's here now. Especially because not all of us have the Christmas that we were working for or hoping for.
Yeah.
We don't all get that, those Christmas feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember Christmases that I just never got that the whole year, mm-hmm. Any mm-hmm. of that fuzzy, warm childhood memories or, just whatever was going on at the time was just too much. And I couldn't... that just didn't happen for me. And that, I think, for anyone who has been disappointed this week or might even currently be dealing with sick babies while you're listening to this or could have had like a falling out or a hard conversation with a relative, that quote unquote second coming, like Emmanuel, God with us, in like the presence of his Holy Spirit, like that he is with me now, is such an incredible comfort, because it means I'm not abandoned, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm seen and I'm loved and I'm pursued in this place of hardship and sorrow. And his final coming, that third coming, coming to earth in like restoring everything, mm-hmm. is so hopeful, because I'm feeling the lack of mm-hmm. Of restoration, you know. Last Christmas we had a beautiful Advent season. It really was lovely. It was very busy last Advent, but still really lovely. And there were definitely moments where we got to have that close, sweet family time. And Ethan and I were, it was the second Christmas in the farmhouse we're currently living in. So we changed where we put the Christmas tree, and we, you know, made it all very cozy. And I like to kind of deep clean the night before, because then I'll be really happy on Christmas morning.
Your gift to yourself.
Exactly. And he made this like really yummy breakfast for us, and everything was just all set. It was mm-hmm. so fun. And that night, Ethan got super, super, super sick with a stomach virus that was going around. He caught from our son. And so we woke up Christmas morning, and it was just, I mean, the kids had a wonderful time, but I was so bummed, mm-hmm. because Ethan was like a ghost mm-hmm. on the couch, and he kind of dragged himself down, and he was like, oh, wow, thank you. And then after maybe 20 minutes, I was like, hey, babe, go to bed. I got it. Like, I'll take care of everybody. And, you know, the kids were happy and they were playing with toys, but I was so sad. Sure, yeah. I was so sad.
That's so rough.
And then, of course, we didn't want to give the stomach virus to the Highland side of the family. And Christmas Day last year was the day that we did our full family dinner. And the kids had all made like little St. Nicholas cookies for all of their cousins, and just none of that happened. We didn't get to go to Christmas dinner. They didn't get to give the cookies that they had made. And I think they had presents for some of their cousins. So it was just, I mean, and the kids, it was fine, but I was so sad.
Major disappointment. All day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just like being alone all day. Christmas mm-hmm. Day was really bizarre too, because we always go see family mm-hmm. At some point, one family or another, right. on Christmas Day. And we didn't get to see anybody. And I also kind of was looking at it like, we're probably not going to see anybody for like 4 or 5, maybe even like a week, because I don't want to give this to anyone. And I remember I was nursing Beatrix, and I was just like, you know, Jesus, like, this doesn't feel very Christmassy, and just kind of praying and like having a moment with him to just tell him how I felt. Cause I was like, this is really sad, and mm-hmm. I don't feel like this is very fair. Like, mm-hmm. I was just having like a little bit of a pity party. And I mean, you do, like, as a mother, you just kind of, you orchestrate everything. Like, I had all the kids' outfits they were going to wear that day.
Yeah.
You know, you just put so much effort into this day, and only a mother knows just how much work can go into this right. time that for everybody else is like just really fun. Uh-huh. And there are all these magical meals and cookies and presents. And where did that come from? Yeah. And you're like, like breathing.
My back
yeah.
is going to break.
Exactly. Through an oxygen mask. And anyway, so I had this moment. I was carrying Beatrix around, nursing her, and I was looking at all the different Advent things around the house. Like, I had books and I had our candles. And then I was looking up at the nativity, and it was just this wild, it wasn't like a word, it was just this feeling mm-hmm. That came over me. And I was like, he came. Mm. He came for me. He came for this. He came for days where I am so let down by the world and the people and the circumstances around me. This is why he came.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this incredible feeling of closeness to him. And it was just this undescribable gift. And I just had peace. And I just felt so, so close to him. Like, he was like, this, I am your Christmas present.
Yeah.
And I am right here with you.
Wow.
And it was just incredible because I don't always feel that way. You know, I don't always feel.
I remember you telling me about that because I felt so terrible for you.
It was amazing.
It's like you got Christmas.
It was like one of you. Yeah, he was like, this is why. This is why. Because the world does let you down. Because you won't get things the way that you want them. And that's such a, I mean, like in the grand scheme of things, like that's really, really small. People are going through much harder things around the time of Christmas. But it was just such a beautiful and generous gift. I know to me that he was like, I care even that you're just sad that things didn't pan out the way you hoped
like
for.
Like you do when your child's ice cream cone, the ice cream falls off the cone onto the ground and they're bawling because you love them so much.
Right.
You empathize with them and you care.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was so beautiful. And yeah, I felt like I got Christmas. I got like, that is the real deal. And like the bells and whistles and everything else. Like it's only so wonderful because of this, he's here with me. And it just, I'll never forget that Christmas.
That's wonderful. And it really shows you how, you know, he allows struggles and difficulty because he has something better that he wants to offer us.
He wants intimacy. Mm-hmm. And I think when I ponder like the Christ child, when I ponder the baby and I think about him as a baby nursing, I'm just like, oh my goodness, just that, I mean, I don't want to like weird anybody out, but just like, it is so mind-bogglingly intimate compared to any other, you know, God in any religion that you hear about.
Absolutely.
He wants to be that close.
Right. And so he became fully human.
Fully. Yeah.
He was in Mary's womb.
I know.
And he came as a child. And I think birth is such, I mean, he was born, but it's also so analogous of the paradox of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, because obviously we're really good about the joy and the beauty, but there's the reality of things going wrong or being exhausted or somebody gets sick or a fight or whatever. Nothing can quite live up to, you know, the ideal, that perfection. Mm-hmm. And birth is so much like that.
Yeah.
Human birth, you know?
Yeah.
You've done it 5 times. I did it 6. And I'll never forget a single one. Mm-hmm. And they're all the absolute top highlights of my life. Mm-hmm. But there was also so much, so many variables.
There's
mixed with pain and fear and things not going as I expected them to, you know, to go.
Right. The joy and the joy pain juxtaposition is wild, which is so perfect for all of what we're thinking about and pondering and celebrating at Christmas. Like,
It's wide enough to accommodate the reality,
you know,
and the sorrow. You know, you remember how Mary, when they took Jesus at 8 days old to be circumcised, and Simeon said to her, "A sword will pierce your heart." Mm-hmm. That's not a hopeful, uplifting message, you know. And I think every mother understands that when they look at their child that they absolutely adore and would die for, and have already sacrificed so much for, and they know that anything that brings pain or sorrow to this child is going to bring pain and sorrow to me.
Yes.
And of course, Mary, you know, as a mother, none of our pain and sorrow comes close to what she went through in, you know, watching her son be crucified. But my point is that the reality of birth, physical birth, the birth of Christ, is broad enough and wide enough to accommodate our reality, our difficulties, our big problems, our little problems, our major disappointments, our small disappointments. And like you experienced that, you know, last Christmas, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel, God with God. Yeah. God with
us.
Mm-hmm. With me, you know, with our family, in everything, in all the goodness and the struggle.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, and if you have been encouraged by this episode or any other episode, would you please share it with someone else that might also find it encouraging? You can also leave us a review, and that helps more people find the podcast.
And if you would like to get in touch or have ideas about future episodes or would like to ask a question, you can message us at Your Not That Special Podcast on Instagram.
Yes, we love hearing from you. So thanks so much.
See you next week.
See you next week.